The incident happened after a group of armed assailants who were believed to be supporters of the deprocked Archbishop, Ruben Akurdit, entered the Langbarbi Church premises and opened fire in three rooms of the church, injuring several people, including Bishop Zakaria Manyong Biar of the Wanglai Diocese, who was shot in the face. Bortown Police Chief Brigadier General Chola Chengdeng says officers have arrested five suspects who are cooperating with authorities ahead of being arraigned in court.
The arrest was delayed all this time because the people and the police were off and down focusing on the insecurity. On 16th February, the attorney issued the arrest warrant for the suspect and we forwarded it to the Joint Operation Police for implementation. Five people have been arrested. They are put in custody for investigations.
General Ding says police are still searching for seven other suspects. He says the suspects will be charged with armed robbery, assault, and attempted murder. John Majanga Duod, the secretary of the Episcopal Church, Langbarbi Church, says he is relieved to see police arrest the suspected perpetrators in the attack.
We were looking for those people, said that they have to be arrested and have to be taken to court, said that they have to tell us really what happened. We have to know one thing. These people, they came to our compound and they start shooting and then they start beating. And then also they collect all our belongings, like the phone so many things in the compound. And then they even destroy the child car because there was a child car starting by. We don't need to see anyone interfering, either from the community or any politician somewhere.
Bishop Zakaria Manyok of the Wanglai Diocese, Gavriel Thunya Goth of Gongor Diocese, and Archbishop Moses Anur were all sleeping in several rooms on the grounds of Langbarbi Church when they were sprayed with bullets in the middle of the night. The office of Ruben Akurdit denied involvement in the attack. Justin Badi Arama, the primate of the Episcopal Church in South Sudan, had condemned the incident and blamed the attack on some unnamed senior officials from Jonglei State. The standoff between Bishop Akurdit and ECS primate Justin Badi Arama began in August 2020 when Badi Arama fired Akurdit from his post as Archbishop of Jonglei Internal Province and the Bishop of Diocese Bor, after he established three additional dioceses of Makwach, Anyidi, and Kolnyang within Jonglei Internal Province without consulting other church officials. Arama appointed Bishop Moses Anur to replace Akurdit, who was expected to retire. But Akurdit filed a case in Juba's High Court challenging his dismissal. The court dismissed the case and referred it to a church tribunal for settlement. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.